It feels like everywhere you look, the conversation turns to our aging population. It's a global thing, and it means we really need to get smart about elder care solutions.
That's absolutely right. And it's why we're diving deep today into a platform called ElderCare. We've been looking at their main site, eldercare.services.
Right. They seem to be building something pretty ambitious.
They are. It's positioned as this global service connecting people who need care with those who provide it. And what's interesting is they already have a tangible footprint.
Oh, yeah. Where are they active already?
Well, they've got a fully developed site for Australia. That's au.eldercare.services.
Yeah.
Plus, they're clearly signaling moves into Canada and the Netherlands, alongside the US and the UK.
Okay, so a global vision, but with local execution. That makes sense, I suppose, given how different elder care needs can be country to country.
Exactly. You've got different regulations, different cultural approaches, different funding systems. A one-size-fits-all model probably wouldn't fly.
So this idea of having eldercare.services as the main hub, and then sites like the Australian one, and potentially ones for Canada and the Netherlands, that allows for tailoring.
Precisely. They can address the specific needs and rules in, say, Sydney versus Amsterdam or Toronto, but still benefit from being part of a larger international network, sharing resources, maybe even staff.
Okay, but let's be real. There are lots of ways to find eldercare services online already. What makes eldercare stand out, especially if you're thinking about this from, say, an investor's point of view?
Good question. A few things jump out. First, the niche. They are laser-focused on eldercare. Not general health, not childcare, just seniors and their caregivers.
Right, specialization.
Yeah. And in a field like this, that focus can really build trust and authority. Plus, think about the domain name itself, eldercare.services.
Very direct, easy to remember.
And great for search engines, SEO. If you're looking for eldercare, you're likely to find them. That directness signals clarity, which is definitely appealing.
And they're not just a listing service, are they? You mentioned a broader vision.
No, not at all. They talk about being a one-stop shop. The idea is to offer a whole range of services.
Like what kind of services?
Well, the obvious ones like home care, but also things like legal support, financial advice. Basically, trying to cover the key areas seniors and their families need help with.
Okay, that comprehensive approach definitely widens the net. For potential investors, that means more touch points, more potential revenue streams.
Exactly. A diversified offering within that specific niche. And for professionals, doctors, lawyers, financial planners, it could become a central place to connect with clients who specifically need elder-focused services.
Especially as they expand into places like Canada and the Netherlands.
Right. Those are significant developed markets with aging populations. The potential there is considerable.
Now, something else caught my eye on their site, the mention of AI-powered virtual assistants. That sounds very tech-forward.
It does. They seem to be integrating AI quite significantly. They list several types of assistants.
Like what?
Let's see. A member onboarding assistant, one for matching people with vetted professionals, legal, healthcare, etc. There's even a conflict resolution facilitator.
Conflict resolution. Interesting.
Yeah, offering guidance resources, maybe even connecting to mediators. Also, assistance for navigating franchise opportunities, health and wellness advice, country-specific information, even language support.
Wow, that's quite a suite of AI tools. How does that change things?
Well, potentially it streamlines everything, makes the platform more efficient, easier to navigate for users. For investors, it signals, a commitment to technology and scalability.
And potentially lower overheads long term.
Could be. And for the professionals using the platform, maybe it frees them up from some admin to focus on the actual care or advice. The multi-language aspect is also key for their global ambitions, especially in diverse countries like Canada.
Makes sense. Now, one of the huge issues everywhere is finding enough qualified caregivers. Does elder care address that?
They do, and it's quite interesting. They mention actively facilitating the movement of healthcare personnel from places like India and Kenya
Moving them where?
to countries facing shortages, like the UK and Australia are specifically mentioned, and potentially other EEC countries. They even note support from European governments in easing visa processes.
So they're trying to solve the staffing problem internationally.
It appears so. They mentioned cooperation with a subsidiary in India for this purpose. It's a bold approach, but it addresses a fundamental bottleneck in the elder care market.
That definitely presents an opportunity both for caregivers in those source countries and for the platform itself if they can manage that flow effectively.
Absolutely. For investors, a platform that credibly tackles the caregiver shortage is potentially very valuable.
So beyond the core services and staffing, they also talk about education and emotional support.
Yes, things like guides, blog posts, expert advice on Medicare, health issues, tips for caregivers. It's about building a community, becoming a trusted resource, not just a transaction platform.
And that ties into the aging in place trend, right? Helping people stay in their homes longer.
Exactly. That's a huge focus globally. And providing resources and coordinating home care services directly supports that. Understanding and catering to these trends makes a platform seem more robust, more aligned with where things are heading.
Okay, let's get concrete for our listeners who might be thinking, this sounds interesting. How could I get involved? What are the specific opportunities ElderCare is highlighting, particularly regarding Canada, Australia, or the Netherlands?
Well, they explicitly invite professionals to join, either as members of country management teams or as individual service providers on the platform.
Management team. So they're building local leadership.
Seems like it. And they mentioned expecting to offer excellent compensation, which is obviously a hook. The main point of contact listed for this is info@eldercare.services.
Okay, so direct outreach for professionals. What about investors?
The Franchising Opportunities Navigator Assistant is a pretty strong signal. It suggests they're looking at franchising as a way to expand, perhaps market by market.
Which could offer different investment levels, I suppose.
Potentially, yes. And just being a member on the main platform, eldercare.services, is positioned as a networking opportunity for professionals to connect globally. You could connect with someone in Australia, even if you're based in Canada, for instance.
Let's zoom in on one of the specific services they detail, medical care. What stands out there?
They go into quite a bit of detail. It's not just vague promises. They talk about regular checkups, managing chronic diseases like diabetes, hypertension, COPD.
The common conditions affecting older adults.
Right. Also, medication administration, coordinating with specialists, even emergency care protocols. They emphasize personalized plans and proactive health assessments, vital signs, blood tests, physical exams to catch issues early.
Do they mention who provides this care?
They list some team members, yeah, like an Emily Johnson as Director of Health Services, a physiotherapist, a nursing assistant, and activities director. It gives it a bit more substance.
And how do they frame the benefits?
Improved health, fewer hospital visits, more comfort, peace of mind for families, support resources, the expected outcomes, but clearly stated. They also mentioned case studies showing real results, though we didn't dive into those specific stories.
That level of detail on a core service like medical care seems important for building confidence.
Definitely. For users, for professionals thinking of joining, and for investors assessing the quality of the offering.
They also have an FAQ section, right? Addressing common questions.
Yes, covering key things like what medical conditions do they manage? They reiterate chronic diseases, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, etc., but also acute conditions and specialist coordination.
What about the practical stuff like cost?
They address insurance. The state services can be covered depending on the plan, mentioning Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurers. That's crucial information.
Absolutely. And emergencies.
Standard advice: call 911 or go to the ER for true emergencies. But they also mention after-hours on-call support for less urgent concerns. And they tell you how to schedule a consultation phone or website.
So they're trying to preemptively answer the big questions people would have.
Which is smart. It shows they understand the user's perspective and the practical hurdles. Again, good for building trust and demonstrating a well-thought-out operation.
You mentioned the Australian details earlier. For anyone specifically interested in that established operation, could you give that contact info again?
Sure. The office is 41 Goulburn Street, Liverpool, NSW 2170, Australia. Phone is 0802 9158-6543. And the email is hello@au.eldercare.services.
And the global site.
That's eldercare.services. The parent company is the 3D Network Company International, Inc. Their site is 3dnet.services.
And there's a name attached to the parent company.
Yes, Hubert Arnold is listed as the president and founder. Interestingly, the parent company is located in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. His email is president@3dnet.services.
Okay, so Canadian roots for this global operation with a strong Australian presence and eyes on the Netherlands and elsewhere.
That seems to be the picture. A global vision, headquartered in Canada, operational in Australia, and actively planning expansion into other key ElderCare markets like the Netherlands.
Right. So let's try and bring this all together. What are the main takeaways from this deep dive into ElderCare?
I think the key things are: it's a platform with a clear, ambitious global strategy specifically for the growing ElderCare sector. They got a working model in Australia, which serves as a proof of concept.
And definite plans for Canada and the Netherlands.
Exactly. Their approach seems comprehensive, combining services, technology like AI assistance, and even tackling the difficult issue of caregiver staffing shortages through international recruitment.
Which presents clear opportunities.
Yes. For professionals looking to join a focused platform, perhaps in management or as providers, and for investors looking at the potential in franchising or the overall growth of a tech-enabled, globally-minded elder care service in key markets.
Okay, so that leads us to the final thought for you, our listener. We see this growing global need for elder care, especially in places like Canada, Australia, and the Netherlands. We see platforms like Elder Care trying innovative, tech-driven, global approaches.
The question really becomes, what does this mean for the future? Are we seeing the blueprint for how technology and global networks will reshape elder care?
And perhaps more personally, if you're in this space as a professional, an investor, or even just someone thinking about future needs, what role could you play? Is now the time to get involved in shaping these new models of care?
Definitely something worth pondering as this landscape continues to evolve so rapidly.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.